This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of President Donald Trump's top aides says when it comes to COVID-19, we're not going to control the pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We want normal life to resume.
President Trump held a rally in New Hampshire Sunday.
And next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country.
While Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told CNN, we're not going to control the pandemic, but focus on therapeutics and a vaccine, the president again claimed an end was in sight.
Even without the vaccines, we're rounding the turn. It's going to be over.
Rounding the corner?
Senator Kamala Harris in Detroit.
I don't see one either.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee says the president is out of touch when it comes to the economic impact, too.
In Michigan, one out of four small businesses has gone out of business. And he talks about rounding the corner.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, as the cases in Europe as well as the U.S. Rise, pediatricians are urging the British government to provide free meals for poor children during school holidays as the COVID-19 pandemic pushes more families into poverty. We get more from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Some 2,200 members of the Royal College of Pediatrics have written an open letter to Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It comes after the government last week rejected legislation that would have provided free meals during all school holidays until Easter. The doctors praised Marcus Rashford, a 22-year-old star soccer player for Manchester United, whose campaign helped pressure the government into providing free meals during a nationwide lockdown earlier this year. The opposition Labour Party has warned it will bring the issue back to the House of Commons if ministers do not change course. Sarah Bassett, London.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.